Is my mic on? Where's
Talking
the haters
Reckless
at?
Podcast
this is
with
Apple
Chief
Music
and guest co-host. This is a raw and uncut
Apple
show. Unscripted.
So we on Spotify.
What happens
Anchor
on Talking Reckless
we on
stays
everything.
On Talking Reckless.
Can't stop me, baby.
Make sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
So Dear God was recorded in Everett, Massachusetts. I'm not going to give out, you know, people's addresses, but we recorded at a really good studio, very like house vibe in a basement type studio, which I love. I did Dear God Part 2. That was April 14th, 2022. I have the acapellas at the Wave for it. It was supposed to get mastered, but I kind of liked it, the rawness of it, that I didn't really want to like get it mastered, but it still can be mastered, so it's not like I can't go and get it, you know, mastered, you know, because it was never mastered. It was just raw and uncut, like just went in the studio, did it, did a little mixing, and it was a good vibe. I mean, it's a friendly song, a fun song. I mean, you got 21 Pilot type vibes with the hook. And I grew up off of Shady, that's my role model, D12, so the lyrical, listen, I'm not nowhere near Eminem, let's get this straight, or I'm just saying as a reference of the style of music category as Eminem, D12, Royce, Hobson, like, that type of fun, unique, raw sound, which I'm trying to talk about. That's what pretty much Dear God is. It's a fun, friendly song. It started off me writing in the house to the the beat that I purchased on BeatStar. So that's what happened. I purchased it on there, brought the waves, and then it said I can only sell so many downloads, so I didn't want someone else to like buy the exclusive rights. So I was like, please, I want somebody buy the exclusive right. I think somebody did buy the song, like the beat, but they didn't get it exclusive like I did. So then I came back like two weeks later, like, to the producer, like, please, I need the exclusive beats. I want to be able to do a limited rights. I want, you know, this is a hit. And I still believe Dear God is a hit in it. And I haven't done the remix to it. So I did put it on an EP. I started off, some of it was written, some of it was freestyle at the end. We mixed both crafts together, writing and freestyling, which I did on the track. I was going to delete the whole song and start off new with all written stuff, which I probably plan to do in the future, but I always wanted to have like an extended version or a remix, and I will like plan on getting it mastered. And that's what is the good thing about, you know, buying the beat out, you know, tracking it out and exclusive, because, you know, I you know, can change it as many times as I want, put whoever I want on it, and that's the beauty of it. So yeah, I'm going to be working on probably the official Dear God, and I'm going to be throwing some people on it, some new artists and old artists, young, old, whatever age. And yeah, this is an Apple Music exclusive. It's a fun, friendly song. You are now rocking with your boy, Chief. What's on the fucking radio?
Well, life throw you lemons and you make lemonade. You make lemonade. Well, life throw you lemons and you make lemonade.
And the winner is,
yo, one of these days I might win a Grammy, or a hot Barbie doll that would suck off my whole damn family, even get respect by grannies. These hoes ain't loyal, shit did everything, they even try to put a spell on me. I was spitting behind bars with two felons. wanna be. And I ain't gonna let you hold me down. Only finished the third grade and they didn't know me now. Only word I can spell was OG. Even when I'm sitting back lonely, smoking that dro weed as he proceeds. Listen closely, even with one side of the headphones not working, you can hear me closely, but barely, they can hear me do.
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Feeling like a slavery, get ready for the break me. Just popped another pill and snorted a line. In the studio, recording my lines. Motherfucker,
yeah, that's some real fun.
She got a fatty, I bust inside of her. I'm still not the baby daddy. I reached in the purse, then I grab a fucking Addy. Take my number down, girl, here's my Addy. My whole life I risked it, did it all for the biscuit. They locked me up because I fit the statistics. I don't care how red her lips get. I punch her in the face when the cops come. Say she was putting on lipstick. This is my new shit, you dipshit. I don't really give a fuck, here it is, yeah, buddy. They acting all slutty, all the way from Alden to downtown Dudley. What the fuck you know about the struggle? Standing in front of Ruggle Station. This is my patiently waiting, dressing all black, and I came with Satan, motherfucker.
Yeah.
My whole life I risked it. They locked me up because I fit the statistics. I don't give a fuck, man. I did it for the nookie and she did it for the biscuit.
Can you hear me?
I don't care. I beat her to her fucking mouth and I punch a bitch up in the face until the cops come and say it's just lipstick. Nah, man, you missed it, you dipshit. I'm about to rip this. Fuck that little buddy. She's a little slutty. What the fuck? All the way Malden, all the way to Dudley. And I don't give a fuck, man. The kids fucking bump me. What the fuck? Here we go. I say the worst shit right up in cursive. These motherfuckers about to get the earth hit by a fucking asteroid. I'm a blast boy, I'm on some other shit. What the fuck, pass the transport.
Hey, don't go nowhere. Make sure to follow my Instagram @CantBeBrokeForever.